Bank of America has joined several other financial institutions in the U.S. that have recently made policy decisions to stop financing coal production. The bank announced its new policy at its annual shareholders meeting on May 6th in Charlotte, North Carolina, where it's headquartered. Institutions such as banks and universities are rethinking their ties to coal companies based on several factors. One issue is that coal has become a risky investment due to environmental regulations and increasing concern that coal assets could be stranded, i.e. left in the ground, because of its major contribution to global warming. Research data has revealed that the atmosphere held more than 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide for the entire month of March 2015, whereas 350 parts per million is considered the safe upper limit before massive climate disruption becomes inevitable. The mining and burning of coal also creates pollution that causes serious and even deadly human health impacts. Bank of America's policy change comes after a four-year campaign waged by the Rainforest Action Network and other groups, and is the strongest corporate policy of its kind to date. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Amanda Starbuck, Climate and Energy Program Director with the Rainforest Action Network, who talks about her group's successful campaign and what comes next.
The market is not looking good for coal at the moment. There's a number of reasons behind that. Here in the U.S., we've seen new regulations and better enforcement of existing regulations. So there are a lot more costs associated with being involved with coal, as companies that burn coal are having to limit the emissions, both local air pollutants and climate emissions. And companies that are involved with coal mining and disposal of coal ash, one of the byproducts from the coal industry, are being faced with the liabilities of the pollution to the local environment and the local communities that that causes. So all of those extra costs make coal much less attractive, not to mention that we are seeing a big decline in coal power here in the U.S. as we start to transition to cleaner energy forms.
PNC Bank recently made a commitment to move away from mountaintop removal coal. What about other banks?
Yeah, so we've seen a number of very high-profile moves by major banks in the last few months. So earlier in April, PNC Bank announced that they are going to be ending their financing of mountaintop removal companies, and that came after a lot of pressure, especially from the Earthquake Action Team in Pennsylvania. And then we saw Barclays Bank, who are one of the biggest European banks, say that they too were going to stop financing mountaintop removal. And that's huge because only a year ago, they were one of the biggest financial backers of the practice. But Bank of America's policy goes even further. They're the first major bank to make a global commitment to reduce their exposure to coal mining wherever it occurs around the world. And for a bank like Bank of America, who has really significant overseas operations, that's significant and really represents a sea change. We'd love to see other financial institutions follow this.
Before this recent announcement, how did the Bank of America stack up to other banks regarding its investments in coal? I've heard it referred to as Bank of Coal.
So when we launched our campaign targeting Bank of America in 2011, our research at the time, by looking at industry league tables, our research told us that Bank of America was putting more money into coal in the U.S. than any other bank. And that was significant. That was why we chose to target the bank, because we knew that if Bank of America could move, that would make a major sign to the industry.
So what's the nitty-gritty in the bank's decision? What is it actually going to do?
What we understand about the bank's commitment is that they are going to be reducing their overall exposure to coal mine every year, and they've already started enforcing this. This isn't something they're announcing for the future. They've actually been doing this for at least the past year, and their financial exposure to coal mining has dropped by some 20 to 30% over the last 12 to 18 months. And what they're saying is that that trend is going to continue. So it's not an overnight exit from the sector, but it's a commitment to get out and by continuing to decrease year on year.
Amanda Starbuck, Rainforest Action Network and other groups led a very energetic campaign to get the Bank of America to get out of the coal business, including a lot of civil disobedience, especially at the bank's headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina. Do you think, because of the financial considerations, the bank would have reached this change in policy on its own, or do you think it was directly the result of the pressure on it?
That's a great question. You know, I think that banks take a lot of factors into consideration every time they decide who they're going to lend money to, whether that's to a huge multinational coal mining company or even if it's to a person like me who might be looking for a mortgage. So, boy, there's always lots of factors. But the fact that Bank of America have chosen to make a public commitment, put out a statement, put out a publicly available policy and commit themselves to the future, that's not a simple decision that's just reflecting current financial markets. They're actually putting it down in the suite of environmental policies and saying this is the direction that we want to take because they're linking it to their commitment to the climate. So while there may have been many factors influencing the decision, and this decision might be an easier one for a bank to take in 2015 than perhaps it was a few years ago, I think that the environmental reasons absolutely play into it. And also, all the pressure that they face, this has been a huge issue for the bank. Tens of thousands of people have raised this issue with them in their hometown of Charlotte, but people have also traveled from some of the regions most affected by coal mining, such as Appalachia and the Powder River Basin, to come and speak directly to the bank and say, this is the impact that your financing is having on our homes. Last year at the shareholder meeting, there were people who even traveled from Colombia and from India to come and take the message to the bank about the impact that their finance was having in their communities through coal mining finance. So the bank has also gained a lot of reputational credit for making a move like this.
So what's your next target?
We're going to continue to be keeping an eye on all the major banks, and not just the US banks, but European banks and Chinese banks as well, and urging them to follow this example of Bank of America or to do even better. You know, if we're going to stabilize the climate, and the latest report from International Energy Agency says that we really need to take drastic action in the next 5 years to avoid runaway climate change, that means we need to leave fossil fuels in the ground and not just coal. We also need to be thinking about oil and we need to be thinking about gas. So while this is a really significant step and we're very happy about it, we know that we've still got a very big job ahead of us.
That was Amanda Starbuck, Climate and Energy Program Director with the Rainforest Action Network. Learn more about groups engaged in organizing campaigns to rein in climate change by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.